and is seen as one of those famous high school bands, you know, across the, well, I don't know if it's the most famous, but definitely it's still surviving to this day in a way of recordings. But, you know, hey, I'm playing it, so had some staying power. Next is Hong Kong Express with Hong Kong 2046 from their album, I saw 2047 and also called Zero. I'm not sure which one is going to be which, but it's one of them, and it's very good. I think this is a collab between, I think, two people, or at least this album is really good in regard to, like, vaporwave that's not reliant on sampling to kind of get its mood across. It's still kind of mood music, it's jazzy, it's a little dystopian, but it's still amazing. I love it a lot. You should definitely check out the band if you haven't already, and if you're a vaporwave fan like me. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna get off for now. Next week may or may not be the second to last show of this time. I'm still may or may not be starting to work from 9 to 5 on Fridays, so I might try to move this slot from to Monday or Tuesday, same time. We'll see about it. You know, I no longer have control of my time, so not the kind of full control I do, because I'm now not doing programming anymore, but fingers crossed, we'll see what happens. I'll keep you updated. You guys will find out soon enough. Anyway, guys, have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful weekend. Do something cool. Say something rad. Have so much fun tonight. See you guys later. Do, do, do. We're gonna log out of here and heckin' head out. We'll put on automation because it looks like I don't think the next person's coming in, or at least a little while. So that's why you're hearing me now. Ooh, spooky. All right, turning automation on. I'm just kind of telling you guys everything I'm doing right now. It's fine. All right, now it's time to head out. See you guys later.
Slurp, slurp, she's the quicker picker upper, no job. dropped out in a felon. On the net, met a fat white bitch named Helen. 300 pounds, maybe more like 280. Had a couple babies, 270, give or take it. Called that secure in the bag, had to fight the baby dad. Tried to stop how I eat, so I got up on the sacks. What's in the dark always come to light. Hair was nasty, you think she had headlights. Why try though, bleach in your eye? Put your life on the line, hang them out to dry. Trying to keep my hands clean, out here ride dirty. Shit get messy, mop them up with the 30. High tide, gain off the Irma hammer. Swim towards the current, system trying to drown me. Stain your record like Clorox and Darks. Spin cycle half four times for one, out the slums. Nobody gave me nothing. Had temptations, so I hustled David Ruffin. Papa was a Rolling Stone, so I sold rocks to him. Beam up Scotty, we got lift off Houston. Left my sack and my clothes, my majestic alone. A ball in my jeans, they say it tastes like soap. Then she gave me head, had me moaning and groaning. Guess
What's up? Oh, someone changed the mics. I didn't realize that. Hold on one second. I think I am. Can you hear me? Someone hear me? I am working the board. Doesn't happen very often. Normally, Lily does that. But it's the B&H Family Radio Show going on right now.
Oh yeah, we're here.
Our time's
here.
About to change, but we're here. It's still summer. Still summertime.
Still summertime.
Technically.
Technically. Here at WFO, summer never ends until October.
That's true. And then summer ends. That's almost what real summer is.
That's true.
You know, real summer ends September 21st, and that's almost October. That's almost October.
Wait, I don't think.
Wait, that is true. Yes, it is. It absolutely
that's
is true.
That's when the equinox is?
Nope, that's true. Trust me, that's true.
Know.
You guys are doubting me, but I'm very certain that that's true.
I trust you.
I trust you.
When would be the other time that it would end?
September.
Right, so I said September 21st.
You said October 21st.
I did not. No, I said September 21st, which is almost October.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah. So glad we got that cleared up.
Anyway.
We're here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We have a special guest here with us tonight. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello. My name is Street Ho. here on WMFO. Excited to be here. Thank you.
Good to meet you. we are, you know, we're going to play some music. We're going to play some baseball. Just kidding, I can play baseball.
No.
But the baseball is being crazy.
Let's talk about
Red Sox are bumming out.
Let's not talk about baseball.
Nick Foles
is injured. He's my main quarterback for fantasy football. So,
wow, that's too bad. Yeah. That was probably a really bad decision because he's not that good. He isn't,
okay,
he's not very good. But that's okay.
Going with my gut. And
going
Philly.
With your gut. He had going with that. Oh, you're right. You're a Philly.
Philly
guy.
Wait, is Nick Foles the Phillies guy?
You know, he won the Big Super Bowl with them, but now he's on
Nick.
the
Big Nick.
Jacksonville.
Big blank Nick, but I don't think I'm allowed to say it. So I'm not.
You're not. But
is that what he's referred to in?
That's what every athlete who has the last name that ends in I-C-K is called now, if they're good.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I can think of at least three examples.
My name ended in I-C-K.
Well,
Olivek.
That's not my name.
Garstick. Olivek. What if your last name was Garstick?
Garsten.
That would be such a
That would be the combination of our names. Garsten.
Yeah.
That's like kind of gross.
Garsten.
Garsten.
Hey, it's Garsten. Garsten. It's like Garsten's doing, you know, what's Garsten doing? If someone's name was Garsten, they'd probably be a metal worker.
Crossword doer.
They'd be a metalworking crossword doer.
Metalworker, interesting.
I don't think we really have anything to say. It's become pretty apparent throughout the last 2 minutes.
Let's do a little PSA, like a fake PSA, for Food for All.
Oh, yes.
So,
oh my God.
Food for All is an app.
That
connects people who want food
for cheap
to restaurants who want to get rid of food and reduce food waste.
Very fun on all sides.
So what you do,
oh my God,
let me tell you, so you download the app.
It sounds complicated. It's
and
okay.
You like sign up, put your like credit card in, and then what you can do is you can go to restaurants past 8:45 usually, or like past the main meal period, and get a full meal for $5.
Tonight, me and Lily went to Oasis and got probably four meals worth of food.
Yeah,
$5.
Between the two of us, four meals worth of food for $5. So that's dinners. Two dinners each costs $2.50.
Yeah.
So just saying, and hop on the food.
Wow, I don't know why I don't do that. I'm such a dummy. I'm stupid. I should do that all the time.
Don't say anything in response. Just let it mellow.
I'm so dumb.
Don't be like Luke. Don't be dumb.
Don't be like me.
Get
a dumb guy.
Get Oasis. Yoshi's also has some deals.
Yeah, but like in Oasis, you get to choose what you want.
Yeah, Oasis, you get to choose what you want, which is nice.
They give you, like, for example, our friend is a vegetarian, so she took that chance. And we got vegetables for dinner, but it could have easily been, like, just a slab of raw fish. And so, in Oasis, you could choose.
So, that was $5 total, you said? That's fantastic.
Per person.
Plus tax.
Wow. I need to be doing that all the time.
What the heck?
We're going to play some more music. Ska. We're going to not play more ska. Well, maybe we can play some more ska later. And
play something, like, fun.
Okay.
Honestly, so the ska
I like
came
fun.
Up. I don't know how the ska came up.
I like fun.
I like fun. Okay, I'm going to play something that I already had queued up, and then we'll play something fun later.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay? Sounds
good. Bye, everyone.
Good.
See you soon.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
She rolled up in the Beamer, couldn't have looked cleaner. Skin like coffee, color with lil' creamer. Sin City, since I've been thinking all of these thoughts in my head, she probably shoot me dead. Goddamn, she got the hoops on, hair bun up in two, just like a nunchuck. Would I give a fuck? I need to mature myself up, but I fell in love right when she said, I wanna count the freckles on your face. Rearrange and put them in the same place. I'm obsessed.
Little friends.
pick you up, ride around to my favorite albums. Hit me up, cut me off, movie links, movie tics. Freeze frame, grab your hand, freeze frame. Tell me how you feel, tell me how you feel. Never felt real, never felt real. That you only wanted me tonight. Little friends, little friends. Little friends, little friends. Little friends, little friends, little friends. Don't you take a fight, little friends.
Thank you. And I shout that you're all fake. And you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine. And I guess that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you.
Back, just had a nice little set there of a variety of songs and tunes. What were some of the songs we've heard? Like from the top. Yeah.
From the top.
Let's talk about these.
From the top?
From the top, we
played Dirty Laundry from Danny Brown, which is a new album that's going to come out soon called You Know What I'm Saying? Upside Down question mark. And I'm very excited for it. He had, what's his name? It's produced by all by one dude. I forget who it was. I think it might have been, I have no idea, but one person produced it, so a very famous producer, and it's a collaboration between them, and it's going to be really good. Next song was Chill Out by Triathlon. Then we played some ska. We played 2AM by Slightly Stupid. And then we played 2O's, by the way, I know you.
Yeah.
And then we played Lazy Eye by Silver Sun Pickups, which is a banger.
Right. I was thinking Smashing Pumpkins, but
No, it's
Silver Sun Pickups.
Then we played Avava Inuva by Idir.
Idir is a Berber singer from the 70s. That song was actually a lullaby, but was a really popular song in like the traditional language. And I learned about it from my Music of North Africa class, which is
class.
Looking good. Excited for that class. Anyway, what else?
What else? We had a little bit of Matt Champion, Fangs. And then we played some Modest Mouse with Trailer Trash. That's a great song.
Classic.
Katsu Ozo with Kiss You Better, which I first heard in the Jefferson Valley Mall H&M. And then the last song you just heard was Stork and Owl from TV on the Radio's 2008 album, Dear Science, which is a classic.
Classic.
I'm pointing with a highlighter right now, and it looks very professional.
Oh, yes.
And that's basically what we got.
Nice.
And it sounded pretty good, and I'm liking this playlist so far. I got some more good stuff coming up. What else is going on, Lil?
Let's see. So, officially have finished my second week of classes, as I have no classes on Friday.
Samesies.
Looking forward to the 3-day weekend that is going to be this whole semester. I have 3-day weekends the whole semester. This semester is not equivalent to a 3-day weekend. I would equivalent. Is that a word?
Nope. I would equivocate. No?
Equivocate? No, that's something else.
I would...
Compare. That's a fine word to do this. I would compare this semester to a normal work week. It's going to be a good balance of hard work and...
That's nice.
Satisfaction.
I want that. I like that.
Hopefully.
I have a 4-day week, but I'm trying to go to my lab that I worked at over the summer on Fridays, generally.
Yes.
Not this Friday, but most
Fridays. Good old Nahant, where they would like to kill you if they could.
That's true.
Because all science is bad, supposedly.
Yeah, Nahant is
good. It's a complicated issue.
It's a complicated place. It's a really under-the-radar issue, and it's really interesting. Anyway, yeah. What else do we got going on? Not much. One thing I do know is that it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety no matter what it takes. So you have to do what you have to do to make sure that your kids are wearing their seat belts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. And that's a PSA brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Brought to you by them and your good friends here at 91.5 WMFO Medford, Freeform Radio, and we are here. We are gonna be here for the rest of the fall, not in this time, but maybe that'd be nice. But hopefully in a similar time to this time, because it's a good time. And yeah, we are happier listening. I'm gonna pick up my highlighter. Picked up my highlighter, and now I'm going to play some music. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of our set, and we'll be back to go over everything we played and just say goodbye at midnight. Have a good night, everyone.
Peace.
lonesome when you go. Purple cloven, Queen Anne lace, crimson hair across your face. You could make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I'm thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much love.
Been listening to the BNH Family Radio Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll catch you next week.
Yes, we will.
At the same time, Thursday at 11 p.m. See you later.
Bye.
Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked, dead, and shattered.
midnight on Friday the 13th. Good night.
There are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0 seconds.